Monday, 28 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina, and I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are looking at Saul of Tarsus. We are studying the background of his life, how he had persecuted the church. He was just mean and ungodly. Now, he was religious. He thought he was doing right. Boy, what an example that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Saul's mind was blinded. I mean blinded. He was religious, but he was without Christ, and he was, of course, persecuting the church. Well, in the interlude between him scattering the church, we picked up some great truths in Acts chapter 8. On the last broadcast, we were looking at this wonderful account of how Philip, after he had preached the gospel in Samaria, was called of God to go down to the way that went down to Gaza, because there an Ethiopian eunuch would be returning back from Jerusalem, having a copy of the book of Isaiah, having the scriptures, but having not the Lord. Well, let's pick up the text here. It's far better to read it than for me to retell it. Again, Father, bless us with thy word. Our hearts are made glad as we read this scripture in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." I'm in Acts chapter 8, and starting in verse 26. Now verse 27. "And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority unto Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this," reading from Isaiah now, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." He was reading from Isaiah chapter 53 in verses 7 and 8. "Now the eunuch turns to Philip, and he asks him a question. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? And listen to verse 35. This is so important. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus." Hallelujah. We're going to continue on with this just a little bit, but this is the way it always should be. And in every scripture that you read in the precious word of God, can be your springboard text to get you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? You know, that tells me two or three great truths. Number one, the eunuch was really saved. One of the first cries of a newborn babe in Christ is, I want to be baptized. I want other people to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want my loved ones to be saved. You don't have to twist the arms of people who are saved to get them to follow the Lord and believe his baptism. Baptism is not a part of our salvation, but it is an outward evidence of our salvation, and it is one of the first steps of obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to preach the gospel to every nation, and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So this eunuch said, Here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? Well, Philip didn't want to baptize a fellow that wasn't saved. And by the way, a lot of unsaved people, I'm afraid, are depending on their baptism to somehow help them get to heaven. And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, Now listen to this, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You remember what the whole purpose of the Gospel of John is? But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing you may have life on his name. The eunuch was saying exactly here what the whole purpose of the Gospel of John was, to make Christ Jesus known that he is the Son of God, and through believing on him, you can have life through his name. And he, that's the eunuch, commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he, Philip, baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. He went on his way rejoicing all the way down to Ethiopia. You know what he did when he got there? He began to tell folks about the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, that's how the gospel, I know I've said this before, but this is so important. That's how the gospel first got down into Africa, down into Ethiopia. This eunuch was saved, and he carried the gospel down there. And you can trace the history of the gospel all the way back to this occasion where this eunuch carried the gospel down. And he went like anybody else that's saved. He went rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Well, I tell you, Philip had a real active ministry, did he not? He would go into Samaria and preach the gospel, and folks would be saved. He would go to the way that goes down to Gaza, and the folks would be saved. And then the Bible says he's preaching in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Let me give you a little hint of something here that I think is really important. Crowds didn't matter to Philip. He just wanted to be obedient to the Lord. Whether he was called to preach in Samaria, where the Bible says that a great number of people got saved. Listen to this. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. That's what you'd call a citywide revival. And yet, when God called him to go down to Gaza to witness to one man, Philip didn't hesitate. He didn't argue. He didn't think that God was doing him wrong. He didn't think his talents was being misused. I remember reading about an incident that Brother Vance Havner told about. I might not get it every word correct, but this is the gist of it. Said this lady wrote in, and she had a complaint. She didn't write to Dr. Havner. She wrote to some religious program or group or something. And she said, I just feel like in this small place where I am, my talents are not being utilized. She said, I believe I'm overqualified for where I am. And Dr. Havner, typical Dr. Havner, he said, you know what she was? He said, she thought she was an eagle sitting on a hummingbird nest. But you know, the real truth of it was, she was a hummingbird trying to sit on an eagle's nest. Dear friend, there's no such thing as being overqualified for the work of God. And where the needs are the greatest, there's where the talents are the most needed. Thank God for Philip. He didn't draw a line and say, well, now listen, I've just come out of this big citywide revival. How many people you got down there? What are you going to pay me? No, he didn't say that at all. When the Spirit of God moved him, he went right on down to Gaza and won one man to Christ that would carry the gospel to a continent. Hallelujah. You can't get any better than that. God help us to be soul conscious, whether we're preaching to crowds or whether we're just witnessing to an individual, and realize that God has a tremendous potential for everybody that's saved. Father, we sure thank you for the power of the gospel. It is indeed thy power unto salvation. Save any of the lost out here today that are listening. And, oh God, help us to be soul conscious. We pray to be a faithful witness for thee. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Remember, dear friend, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.